天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇，我是何晨星。透过彼得前书一章一到十二节，我们学到了数算神的恩典，领受神的七重祝福。但我们要如何来回应这些福气呢？今天我们继续来听听麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is always a delight for us to know that you are listening to this broadcast.
每次我们都很高兴知道你能收听我们的节目。
That is why we like to hear from you.
所以希望你能写信来告诉我们。
If you haven't written to us already, we'd like to hear from you.
如果你从来没有写过信来，我们很希望能收到你的来信。
And if you are listening to this broadcast for the first time,
如果这是你第一次收听，
we have just started a series of messages on the first epistle of Peter.
不久前我们刚开始讲彼得前书里的系列信息。
In the last few messages, we saw how Peter was teaching us to count our blessings.
在前几次的节目里，我们讲到彼得教导我们数算神的恩典。
And we call these the sevenfold blessings.
我们称为七重福气。
What are these blessings?
是些什么福气呢？
Let me recount them for you.
让我再数一次给你听。
The blessing of election.
被拣选的福气。
The blessing of the new birth.
重生的福气。
The blessing of a living hope.
活泼盼望的福气。
The blessing of the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ.
承受在耶稣基督里的产业之福。
The blessing of God's protection.
神保守的福气。
The blessing of suffering for Christ's sake.
为基督受苦之福。
And finally, Peter tells us about the blessing of the grace of God.
最后，彼得告诉我们蒙神恩典之福。
Over the next few messages, we are going to learn how we must respond to these blessings.
在接下来几次的节目里，我们要学习如何回应这些福气。
In the Bible, the role of the Father is very, very important.
圣经里父亲的角色很重要。
Many television programs that are showing around the world devalue the role of fathers.
今天在世界各地的电视节目里，却把父亲的地位贬低了。
It seems that movies and television have declared war on godly fatherhood.
看起来演艺界似乎是在对敬畏神的父亲宣战。
Men in general and fathers in particular are often portrayed as not very wise.
他们把一般男性，尤其是父亲的角色塑造成傻乎乎的形象。
In the past few decades, there seems to be an undeclared war on fatherhood.
在过去几十年中，对父亲这个身份似乎正在进行一场无声的战争。
My listening friends, here is the problem with this kind of thinking.
亲爱的朋友，这种情况的问题在于。
When the idea of manhood and fatherhood is so distorted,
当男性和父亲的形象被扭曲时,
many men will lack the most basic understanding of what it is to be fathers in the image of the Heavenly Father.
大部分的男人都缺乏以天父为模范的父亲形象。
This troubles me greatly.
我对这一点感到很担忧。
Even some believing men and women and children are growing up with that distorted image in mind.
甚至基督徒男女和孩子 都是在这个扭曲的形象下成长的。
Institutions have displaced the father as a provider for his family.
许多机构组织只把父亲看作一个维持家庭生计的供应者而已。
Research is finding that the very core of our problems in society is the declining role of the father in the family.
研究报告显示，今天社会问题的核心就在于父亲在家庭里的地位下降。
Someone said, until respect for fathers is restored.
有人认为，除非父亲恢复了被尊重的地位，
society will increasingly lose its sense of moral fiber, discipline, order, and genuine love.
不然，社会上的道德观、纪律、秩序和真实的爱将逐渐消失。
If this is important to society at large,
如果这对整个社会都这么重要，
I want you to think how even more important it is for believers.
请你想想，这对基督徒岂不是更重要吗？
My listening friends, I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你特别留心听我所要说的。
None of us can truly live a healthy Christian life without proper understanding of the fatherhood of God.
如果我们对天父没有正确的认识，我们就无法过一个健全的基督徒生活。
And that's exactly what the Apostle Peter is saying here.
使徒彼得在这里所说的就是这个意思。
If you have a Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 21.
如果你有圣经，请翻开彼得前书第一章十三到二十一节。
In verse 13, Peter said, therefore.
第十三节，彼得说，所以。
Circle that word.
请你把这个词圈起来。
I'm going to give you a simple but basic principle of biblical interpretation.
让我告诉你一个简单而又最基本的释经原则。
Whenever you see the word therefore,
每当你看见所以这个词时，
you must find out why that word is therefore.
你必须去找出为什么这个词在这里出现。
Therefore is used for a reason.
使用所以这个词必定是有原因的。
We will look for that reason today.
今天我们就要来看这原因是什么。
After Peter tells us about all the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus,
当彼得告诉我们在基督里的这些福气后，
then the first word he uses after this is the word therefore.
紧接着的第一个词就是所以。
Why is it there?
为什么他这么说呢？
Our clue is in the verses before it, that is verses 1 to 12.
线索就在这个词之前所说的，也就是第一到十二节。
Because of this sevenfold blessing,
因着那七重福气，
therefore you should live in a certain way.
所以你的生活应该是这样的。
Out of gratitude to his sevenfold blessing,
因为对这七重福气的感恩，
you should therefore conduct your life in a way that is distinct from the way the rest of the world lives.
所以你的生活必须和世上其他人的生活有明显的不同。
Out of sheer thankfulness for these things,
就为了感谢神所赐的七重福气，
therefore your behavior must be a reflection of your thankfulness for these things.
所以你的行为要反映出你感恩的心。
Because of these blessings, therefore,Your lifestyle must mirror your blesser.
因着这些福气，你的生活必须要效法赐福的主。
Your lifestyle, at the very least, should mirror your thankfulness for God's blessings.
至少你的生活方式要反映出你对赐福的神充满了感恩。
Your attitude should not be get the blessings, keep the blessings, and then keep taking more blessings.
你不应该老是抱着一种心态，就是我要占有，我不断的要更多的福气。
No.
不。
Peter says that these blessings give you responsibility.
彼得说这些福气也带来责任。
You are under obligation because of these blessings.
你有了这些福气就要尽义务。
Obligation to live a life that is worthy of your calling.
你的责任就是过一个与神的呼召相称的生活。
Obligation to live a life that is worthy of the name of Jesus whom you follow.
你的责任就是过一个与你所跟随的耶稣基督的名字相称的生活。
The word therefore is there for a reason.
用所以这个词是有原因的。
I told you in the past message that our salvation is completely dependent on the grace of God.
过去我曾经告诉过你，救恩完全是本乎神的恩赐。
From beginning to end, our salvation is a result of the grace of God.
从头到底，救恩是因着神的恩赐而成就的。
There are three stages for our salvation.
我们的救恩分三个阶段。
The first stage,
第一个阶段,
is when we recognize that we are sinners.
就是当我们承认自己是罪人时。
And our salvation is only possible through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross.
同时又承认唯有通过耶稣基督死在十字架上，我们的救恩才有功效。
The second stage,
第二个阶段,
is when we walk daily conscious of our salvation.
就是每天生活在救恩里。
The third stage,
第三个阶段,
is when our salvation is fulfilled in heaven.
就是在天上圆满实现的救恩。
The day when we meet Jesus face to face in heaven.
也就是将来我们在天堂与耶稣面对面的时候。
All of these three stages of our salvation are totally dependent on the grace of God.
救恩的三个阶段都要依靠神的恩赐。
To save us, God the Holy Spirit opens our spiritual eyes.
神为了拯救我们，圣灵就开我们属灵的眼睛。
To save us, God the Holy Spirit brings us under conviction.
神为了拯救我们，圣灵就带领我们认罪悔改。
To save us, God the Holy Spirit sustains us as we walk with Jesus throughout our lives.
神为了拯救我们，圣灵就保守我们一生与耶稣同行。
And then it is God the Holy Spirit who will take us into glory and assures us of that inheritance that we have in Christ.
然后圣灵要带我们进入永远的荣耀，并保证我们必然得到在基督里的产业。
While all of these come to us by grace alone,
这一切都是靠着神的恩典而来的。
Yet the recipients of these blessings,
然而蒙受这些福气的人,
are under obligation to live a life of obedience.
有责任过一个顺服神的人生。
Our obedience to the Father is our responsibility.
顺从天父是我们的责任。
But that obedience does not spring from a morbid sense of duty.
但我们的顺服并不是发自对责任的恐惧心。
It is not the kind of obedience where it says, I've got to get this over and done with.
我们顺服并不像常说的一句话，我是逼不得已的。
That obedience does not stem from a sense of some dreaded obligation.
我们的顺服并不是因为不得不履行的义务。
No,
不是的。
That obedience does not arise from a need for a cumbersome religious ritual.
我们顺服并不是出于宗教的繁文缛节。
No,
不是的。
That obedience comes out of sheer attitude of gratitude to God.
我们的顺服单单因为我们对神感恩。
It comes out of that place where you say, God, you have done all of this for me.
我们顺服是因为我们对神说，神啊，你为我成就了一切。
Now I want to do everything in my life in obedience to your word.
如今我一生都愿意遵从你的话。
And this attitude of gratitude manifests itself in six different ways.
这感恩的心从六方面表现出来。
And we're going to look at all of these over the next several messages.
在接下来几次的节目里，我们就要来看这六方面。
Here is what Peter said.
彼得是这么说的。
Look with me at verses 13 to 21 of 1 Peter.
请看彼得前书第一章十三到二十一节。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
In this sense of gratitude, thankfulness to God should make us alert.
对神感恩的心使我们警醒。
Peter said,
彼得说,
Live your life being spiritually alert, not asleep.
我们的生活要在属灵上警醒,不要沉睡。
Secondly,
第二,
He said, In gratitude and thankfulness to God, live your life in holiness.
他说,因为我们对神感恩,所以我们要过圣洁的生活。
Thirdly, he said,
第三他说,
In thankfulness to your heavenly Father, live a life in reverence to God.
因为我们对天父感恩,所以要过敬畏神的生活。
How do you show respect to God?
你如何表达对神的尊敬?
You show your reverence to God in your everyday life by how you walk and talk.
就是借着你每天的一举一动表现出你对神的敬畏。
Let's look at the first one.
让我们来看第一点。
In thankfulness to your heavenly Father, be on your guard.
为了要感谢天父,要时刻警醒。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 says,
彼得前书一章十三节说,
Gird the loins of your mind.
要约束你们的心。原文是束上你们心中的腰。
Now some of you might be asking,
也许有人会问,
What and where are the loins of my mind?
心中的腰是什么?在哪里呢?
There's not a scientist or a doctor in the world that could show you the loins of your mind.
世上没有一个科学家或医生可以告诉你什么是心中的腰。
This is a word picture.
这是一个文字图像。
It is a metaphor.
这是一个很形象的比喻。
What is Peter saying?
彼得说的是什么意思呢?
In Peter's time, people did not wear suits.
彼得那个时代的人不是穿西服套装的。
They wore long flowing caftans.
他们穿长袍。
Back then, they wore their caftans everywhere they went.
那时候他们无论去哪里都可以穿长袍。
But not all of the time.
但不是任何时间都穿。
Wearing the kaftan is a sign of leisure.
长袍是休闲的服装。
It is a sign of relaxation.
是轻松的表现。
It's a sign of taking it easy in life.
表示一种逍遥自在的生活。
When you are relaxed and taking it easy, a kaftan is great.
当你轻松悠闲的时候，穿着长袍很舒服。
But if you are going to work in the field as a farmer,
但如果是农民在田里耕种
Or if you were going to fish like Peter did
或者像彼得一样去打鱼
Or if you are going to war as a soldier
或者是去打仗的军人
You have to pull that garb and tuck it into your belt so you can be free to work or fight
你必须拉上长袍塞在腰带里束紧了这样你才能够活动自如
That kind of leisurely dress is too cumbersome For a serious-minded worker.
对于认真工作的人来说,这种休闲服装太累赘了。
So they had to gird their loins.
他们必须束紧他们的腰。
Tuck their flowing robes into their belts so they could do their work.
把宽松的长袍用腰带束紧了才能工作。
Spiritually speaking, it works the same way.
在属灵上也是这么样的。
A flowing and relaxing mind is not good for serving the Lord.
一颗松懈随便的心不能好好的侍奉神。
It is not good for the life of obedience.
对顺服神的生活没有益处。
And you have to pull the garb of your mind.
你必须拉起你内心的长袍。
You have to tuck it into your belt so you can be free to work.
用腰带束紧，使你可以自如地工作。
So you can be free to fight.
使你可以自由地作战。
So you can be on the alert all the time.
让你可以随时提高警觉。
Spiritually speaking,
这是指属灵方面。
That kind of leisure dress is too cumbersome for a serious-minded farm worker.
这种休闲服对于认真勤劳的农民太累赘。
The kind of leisure dress is too cumbersome for a serious-minded soldier.
这种休闲服对于严肃忠诚的军人太累赘。
That kind of leisure dress is too cumbersome to use for work.
这种休闲服太累赘，不能在工作时穿。
It represents the flabby mind.
它代表着漫不经心。
It is the life that just could not care less and is careless all the time.
对什么都不在乎、不关心的生活态度。
It is the life that never takes the Christian faith seriously.
是一个从不认真对待基督信仰的人生。
Peter is saying from a spiritual perspective.
彼得的意思是从属灵的角度来看。
It is the same way with the serious-minded believer who must be on guard.
这就跟认真的基督徒随时随地都警醒是一样的。
The believer must tuck these flabby things out of his mind.
基督徒必须收紧那些松散的心态。
The truly grateful believer does not allow for flabby thinking.
一个真正感恩的基督徒不会容许散漫的思想。
A grateful Christian is careful of what he or she reads.
一个真正感恩的基督徒会很谨慎他所阅读的。
A thankful Christian is careful of what he or she sees.
一个真正感恩的基督徒会很谨慎他眼睛所看见的。
A thankful Christian is careful of what he or she says.
一个真正感恩的基督徒会很谨慎他口中所说的。
A Christian who is counting his or her blessings.
一个懂得数算恩典的基督徒。
Is not easily given to the flab of compromise.
不会轻易妥协，放松警戒。
A Christian who is counting his or her sevenfold blessing.
一个懂得数算七重福气的基督徒。
Is not given to indifference and self-indulgence.
不会无动于衷或放纵情欲。
A Christian who's counting his or her blessing.
一个懂得数算恩典的基督徒。
Is not given to idleness and gossip.
不会放任自己游手好闲或闲言闲语。
A Christian who's counting his or her blessing.
一个懂得数算恩典的基督徒。
Does not just kill time by doing nothing for God or Christian growth.
不会无所事事浪费时间而不追求属灵的长进。
But the Christian who is counting his or her blessing is always alert.
一个数算恩典的基督徒总是警醒的。
The dress of the believer's mind is tucked into the belt of spiritual discipline.
基督徒的心就像一件衣服被属灵纪律的腰带束紧了。
A Christian who is counting his or her blessing
一个数算恩典的基督徒
is always looking for opportunities to see to it that others share in the blessings.
总是在找机会跟别人分享神的恩典。
A serious believer is always looking for ways to be a blessing to someone else.
一个认真的基督徒总是找机会成为别人的祝福。
A serious believer is always looking as to how to share the word of God with someone else.
一个认真的基督徒总是找机会跟别人分享神的话语。
The serious believer, out of gratitude, does all of that.
一个认真的基督徒因为感恩就会做这一切。
And I am sorry that my time has run out.
对不起，我们的节目时间到了。
So please tune in next time when we will learn that we must not only gird our loins.
请你下次继续收听，我们要学习除了约束我们的心之外。
But we must practice self-control.
我们也要谨慎自守。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们不仅要数算神的恩典，领受神赐予我们的七重福气，我们还要在属灵上警醒，约束我们的心，过圣洁的生活，过敬畏神的生活，在日常生活中注意我们的言语、行为、所思所想都能荣耀主的名，以感恩的心来回应神的呼召。感谢神。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
常听说世界暧昧长久，爱是恒久，碰到了你已无别求，无从解释不可说明的爱，千秋过后仍长存不朽，谁忍受痛苦被悬挂在木头，至高的爱情见于刺穿的手，看血在流，反映爱没保留，持续不死的爱到万世不朽，为求奉上生命全归主所有，要将一切尽献于我主的手，我已决定今生再没所求，为我的主承载已足够。常听说世界暧昧长久，只在乎曾拥有，一颗灿烂便要走，而我却确信爱是恒久，碰到了你已无别求，无从解释不可说明的爱，千秋过后仍长存不朽。